I think that all the most important and common and frequent Chol HaMoed shailos in terms of commerce, business, work, perhaps two of the most common shailos are going to be discussed this evening. One of those shailos is the shaila of sales. Sales are always two times of year. Once it's during the 3 weeks, and once it's during Chol HaMoed. And both of them are shailos. I don't know, that's the way I always think it is. So tonight we're not going to be addressing the 3 weeks and the 9 days in terms of the sales then, which is a very interesting shaila actually. Tonight we're going to be addressing the shaila of sales during Chol HaMoed. And this, even within that, there's actually two parts. There's you as a buyer and you as a seller. We're going to address primarily you as a buyer. So you know you want to buy a new Yeah, what do you want to buy? And it's just sales. New suit, right.
Half price.
It is half price. And you want to know if you can buy it in Chol HaMoed. We know that normally we said, Pakmat is also buying and selling is also in Chol HaMoed. We discussed that yesterday. Buying and selling is also in Chol HaMoed. Of course, if you need it for Yom Tov, it's permitted. I'm not talking about that. You don't need that suit. It's actually going to be weekday suit. You don't need it. But it is half price. It's half price. I'm always very reluctant to believe the sales. I'm think about it. I don't know, but let's just assume, yeah, my wife always tells me, no, it really is, it really is. So, okay, let's assume it really is generally much cheaper. I want to look at that as to whether that's a heter or not. Another shaila, which I think is important to discuss, and it's going to be, depending on the bialocha, it's an interesting shaila as well. It's you as an employer, say you've got people working for you, whether it is, whatever capacity they are, whatever capacity you may be. The shaila Moshe was asked was actually about the factory. So you've got the owner, the proprietor of the factory, and he's got numerous employees. Some of them are Yidden. Now, if you don't give them, if they don't work on Chol HaMoed, as far as you are concerned, and you as an employer, what is that called? If you don't, you've got to pay them. They've got to, you know, they're on a contract. You've got to pay them. But as far as you are concerned, can't make them work. So what does that really boil down to? You as an employer, you could argue it's a loss. I've got to give them a week off, and I get nothing from them. So it is Dova Oveit. Would you call this a Dova Oveit? You as an employer, are you obligated to give 3 days, off days, to Jewish employees, because it's Dova Oveit for you not? It's a fascinating question. So that will be I think we're going to have a maskana from the Bialochala. Let's just see first the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Hei. So that's page 20. Tzimun Tov Kuf Lamed Tes. Both those questions should be answered in Mitzvah by the end of the evening. Im hu davar she'eino imotsui tomit. If this is something which is not. Yamin Sif Hei. Fourth line from the top on page 20. Are the Zoomers, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Because I feel somehow we're lost contact. Yeah, good. Okay. Im hu davar she'einu imotsui. Shulchan Aruch Seif Hei. If it is something which is not common. This is the follow-on from the earlier Seif Dalet, which taught us that you are not allowed to buy and sell. We learned in Seif Gimel, Seif Dalet, buying and selling is also. Im hu, however, if this is something, she'einu imotsui tomid achamoit, if it's something which is not to be found easily after Yom Tov, kagon, such as the following circumstances, sfinois, boats, shipments, oshayos, convoys, shebo, which have come, oi, or, shemevakshim lot, says they're about to leave. We know, in those days, the import and export business was very different. And if the shipment came from Asia, a shipment came from the Far East or the Near East or from different, you know, they're going to be here for a couple of weeks and then they'll leave. What they have, what they don't have, they don't. And the next time they're going to be here, next time they're going to come is perhaps going to be next year. So now, keep going. They're about to leave. They're either selling their merchandise cheaply, they may require something because they're themselves trading and they are trying to do import in their own right. So let's say you're selling some merchandise. If they want to buy of you now, and you know next week they're going to be gone, and they will not want to buy your stuff anymore because they are simply gone. Or the other case is they are selling merchandise. You can buy it of them. You can buy it of them now. And once they have gone, you have to pay triple the price. Either. Yeah, both cases. Either you can buy for cheap or you can sell for expensive. You may buy and you may sell. Even if you don't need it now. You don't need it now. You don't require it. Elo only. It's for business, for trading, for commercial purpose. You're allowed to do this business. You're allowed to do this trade. Vehuadin, and similarly, when it comes to markets, hakvuim isman and isman, which are regularly established, and there is a fixed time when this market is. If this market happens to be fixed on Chol HaMoed, you're also allowed to buy and sell. If the time is dafkon Chol HaMoed, not later. In such an instance, says they're even allowed to travel to another city. If you know that Liverpool has got a yearly, that's right. And you're dealing in laptops, I don't know. You're dealing in devices. And you know that that's a ideal time in that exhibit that you can go there and do your business. Either you can sell a lot there, or you can buy networking. It doesn't say networking, but I'm just adding that now. So you can either buy or sell for a very, very good price. You may do so even if it's fixed every year during Chol HaMoed. Aval mekoyim sheyesh lahem yoyim hashuk, yoyim echad b'shavua. However, if there is a fixed market day once weekly, very commonly it was on Thursday. Every Thursday, then the halacha is going to be any mutalim kovelik nois b'yom hashuk. You may not buy or sell on that market day. Shebesrei chamoed, which is on Chol HaMoed, she'ein ze davar oved, is not considered and qualified as a davar oved. Shemer nimka b'yom hashuk. If I'm not going to sell my items, my merchandise today on this market day, shebesrei chamoed on Chol HaMoed yimoche, I will certainly be, Bezer Hashem, be able to sell it, I'll be able to sell it on the next market day, the subsequent week. If you have got a third party, an agent, which buys from one and sells to the next, so all I'm doing is, what's the name for that? You're buying, you're just an agent, not an agent, it's not really agent. Intermediary, right. Broker. You're a broker. Wholesaler, yeah, that's it. For a wholesaler. So, and again, same case over here. You're buying off him, selling it on. It's also, these circumstances allow you to do this trade. Because it's davar oved. Very interesting. So what we've got here? We've got a halacha that tells us that if it's a once of opportunity, you're allowed to engage in business. Mishnah Berurah explains that a little bit better in Sifkot Yudches. Imu davar oved she'eino motzi perish. Meaning is as follows. The after is by Besif HaKoidem, fourth line from the top, although we have explained in an earlier Seif. Teloi mikhi davar oved is not considered a davar oved. Elohim kein unless. She'eino imin koirato yafsi ma'akeren unless. You're going to have to sell it on below cost price. Everything within cost price is considered, it's considered within. It's not considered within davar oved. Aval b'shvil revach levad, but for making profit in emuta, you're not allowed to engage in business. And in kein yoytzer adizayom simchas yomtiv, kol ze berevach hamotzu she'efshar limkos chirosa chamoed gam kein. So that we said earlier, that engaging in business is only if you're not going to lose your cost price, but for making profit, you wouldn't be allowed to. Says, and now it's not true. Here, even for making profit, you're allowed to engage in business Chol HaMoed. If what? If it's a revach she'einu motzui, it's an irregular not frequent opportunity. Therefore, b'shvil zeh gufa gam kin etir lo, for this very fact, that is a rare opportunity, a business opportunity, you're now to kedova oved domit, considered like dova oved. So again, even if you're making juicy, healthy profit, it's nothing to do with the cost price element that we discussed yesterday. Forget about cost price. Even if you're making a healthy, good profit, you don't have to do that. Why? Because it's once off. You're going to lose. If you're not going to do this now, you're going to lose it. You're going to lose the opportunity. Yeah. Yeah. Now, The question is, right, so now the question is going to be, so how do we apply this nowadays? So what would that mean for us?
The business is permissible if any of the aspect of it is something which is a time-related expiration period.
Yeah.
Which really applies to most things.
Most things.
They're not every day.
Yeah.
They're not sort of run-of-the-mill kind of.
Yeah. So let's go in a few steps. First of all, in terms of a sales, lechoira there is a very strong head. But I'll tell you why I've got some reservations here. But yeah, what do you want to say? Yeah, wrong. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, for a Jewish shop to do that, it's probably wrong. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you as a buyer, that probably. Pardon? You're encouraging.
Yeah.
I didn't think of that. I was more thinking about grocery shops. But you're right. The Yiddish shops said. There's no. Yeah. Often, you know, if they say you go into a random shop and you see something is half price. Right, you see that? Yes, but if you see something random, unexpected, half price, buy two, get one free, ichweis. So in such an instance, it would be permitted lechoira. I'll tell you, I have a bit of a feeling over here. Oh, yeah, so shops that claim that the whole year sale, that's rubbish. It's not true, right? It's just that's the way of marketing. Yeah.
Go shop like that, sort of Sports Direct. Always.
Always, you're right.
I think by law they have to have maybe one map or something where they don't have, I think, you know, but otherwise
mostly. Right.
Always.
Yeah. Now, I want to add something else to that. In case you do see something in a shop and it says half price, as to whether it's a blanket head, you're allowed to purchase it. Okay? So say you want to see, never mind clothing, you see another. Doesn't have to be clothing or shoes. You see something, oh, that's a real metzia. That's a real metzia. I want, based on this Shulchan Aruch, will you be able to buy it or not? What would be a good example? You know, you see this camera. You know, you need a new camera. And you see this is now in, you see it's half the price. Whether it's an actual genuine shop, or you're buying it online, half price, you're allowed to buy it or not. So at first instance, we would see in Shulchan Aruch an absolute straightforward heter. And many people will say that. Yes, look, it's half price. It's a good deal, go for it. I've got a bit of a chashash that it might not be 100% true. From a slightly more historical perspective. Because what is the Yeretz talking about over here? What is this? What is it talking about? What's the scenario? What's the case? The case is these people came from this convoy. How often will they come? Yearly. This Yerit that he's talking about was clearly a yearly phenomenon. On the one hand. The other extreme, which he says the Heter doesn't apply, is what case? Is the weekly. So we've got the yearly, which is if it comes up, if it shows up once a year, you'll have to engage your business because you're going to lose losing opportunity. The other example that is for sure also is that if it's a weekly market, fine, if you're not going to engage, you're not going to do this business today, you can have to wait next week, it's not the end of the world, it's going to be also, it's not considered Dover Obeid. So once a year is also Once a year is going to be mutter. Once a week is not considered over Ovid. All right, okay. What if the convert shows up twice a year? What if he comes up once a month? We don't have a Shulchan Aruch to be matir. We don't have. All it tells us, Tova Oveid, if it's once a year opportunity, that's considered a genuine. I don't have a makoyo to allow something. Shulchan Aruch is speaking about Dova or im bechol imu Dova she'enu imotzui tomi la'ach hamoed. Kegon tzfinu is a sheyore shebo. Where, but you could argue and say you could put the parameters wherever you are. I don't know where the parameters are. It could be. It doesn't say 1 year.
Once a week and once a year, the average between them is just on the
chart. It gives me both extremes. It doesn't tell me the middle cases. Maybe 11 months, maybe 2 weeks. I don't know. So that's I leave that with a question mark. I'm quite sure that if something is going to be every 2 weeks, we're all going to agree that it's going to be still going to be. Also, it's not considered above. You've got to wait 2 weeks, and it's not considered a loss. I would also believe that 11 months is also considered above it. If the next convert comes 11 months instead of 12, I'd argue it's quite self-understood as well, considered above it. But what about all in between? Yeah, Mizman is man. What does Mizman is man mean? I also don't. So we don't know. There's no evidence here. So what I'm pointing out is that often when we have Metzias nowadays, if you see this camera, which normally costs £60 and now it's costing £40. Well, it's a Metzias you want to buy. How long will you have to wait until this price is going to come up again? Is it a year? Then yes, you can go for it now. I believe that very often you don't have to wait a year. I understand maybe you have to wait a month, but the Metzias will come up again. I mean, yeah. So I'm just saying that to my eyes, it's not so posh. If you know for sure it's a year, it's mamash mitzi, you'll have to wait a year until such a mitzi comes up again. It's going to be mutter. But if you think that no, perhaps in 3-4 weeks, so you will have such an opportunity, it will come up again. It may not be mutter, I don't know. Point number one, yeah.
You tend to find generally that, you've got the summer sales, it goes by the seasons, autumn sales, the spring sales.
Yeah.
So it's usually 4 times.
But if you see this pair of shoes which you want to buy, it's half the price. And how long will you have to wait until you can get that? How long will you have to wait until you get that Matsi again? Is it really good? If it's once off, you think it's not going to happen again, you buy it. If you think, no, if I wait a couple of weeks, something similar will come up again. It's going to be awesome. Now, I want to point out of here a very, very interesting bialocha. And the Bialocha is a very, very important, perhaps the most important hetter for those Yidden, Ehrliche Yidden, the from Ehrliche Yidden who go to work in Chol HaMoed, or do some work in Chol HaMoed. I think this is self-employed. I think there's a Bialocha over here, which is of crucial importance. And I remember we discussed it extensively last cycle, and I think that it's extremely relevant. Bialocha speaks about, he starts off from a quite... point of view. He says, how can it be that people go to work nowadays? He quotes the Taz and Machzor Shekel. How can it be that people are selling things on Chol HaMoed? How people have got their shops open on Chol HaMoed? How can it be? How about Me'achonim Kol Togo, and there's reason to protest? Shinogin Bavonisinu Rabbi Maso Matan B'Chol HaMoed. He says, I don't know how people are self-employed people, how they are working on Chol HaMoed. How can that be? He then goes on, and he says, I've got a reason why that. And he brings an Eli Rabba, and he likes the Eli Rabba. And he says that, you know what, Dovah, because making profit, we learned, is not a heter. It's not considered Dovah Ovid. So how can you sell items if it's not Dovah Ovid? So Bialochanan says that although making profit in its own right is not considered Dovah Ovid, and that itself would be also. However, I'm quoting the words, Te'im lo yeshu kol kach zman kol yimoy sechag bechanos, if the Yidden are not going to be sitting in their shops during Chol HaMoed. Say, yes, what kind of shop have you got? Say, you're selling, I don't know.
It's a grocery store.
Yeah, I said grocery. You're not going to be, the whole week, you're not going to be in the grocery shop, yeah? So, again, we said that selling is making profit. That's not considered above it. But if you'd be shutting the shop for the whole week, then he says, the words are If I'm selling my shop, people will go. If my customers and my clients are going to go elsewhere, and they'll get used to going elsewhere, I'm going to lose my customers. And losing a customer, says the Bialocha, is considered a profit. Losing a once off, you know, he's buying the potatoes today elsewhere, that doesn't matter. You know, you have to. And if you see, but if you're losing a customer, that's considered a profit. And that's really big. Because that tells us that losing a customer is a profit. So if so, what does that mean? So for instance, in I think that a lot of, I remember we discussed last cycle, this heter. And the swell was mentioned, and nowadays, in most businesses, if you don't respond an email, by how long? It's considered rude.
2 hours.
2 hours. I think last time, and maybe it's changed over the last 7 years, I remember last year we said the general protocol is to answer an email within 24 hours. I think that's what we said then. Is that still true? Maybe it's changed. How? When would you say it's rude, he's not answering?
Well, it's for the client, they get, you know, they might get annoyed if they don't respond within an hour or two. They don't reply to you.
Oh,
But it's an instant world. But the thing is, the argument you could say for saying that this wouldn't apply is that it's established that all the goyim know that religious Jews won't answer.
But will you still perhaps lose the deal?
Well,
if there's a chance you're going to lose a customer, he's going to go to somebody else. Oh, this Jew, I can't be bothered now. I have to wait a week. If there's such a chashash, you're allowed to engage in business called bialocha. No problem. You don't have to lose this client. You do not lose to lose.
Because the goy is used to knowing that he probably isn't going to get a response from 4 o'clock on a Friday until 5 o'clock on a Saturday or 6 o'clock on a Saturday.
So it's quite, but yeah, on a Tuesday, he's probably expecting your answer.
The goy that he will not respond during his festivals. So I'm not sure whether. If anyone, every week this applies. If people call you or email you on a Friday afternoon.
But here you have to wait 24 hours, right? The Mot Shabbos will be on, or Sunday latest he'll be on. Here, for a whole week, well, I'm saying, what the Bialochi says, that he's talking about a shop. He said that, you know, I'm allowed to sell my potatoes and my bananas and my oranges. Because if I don't sell the whole week, what's going to happen is they're going to start shopping elsewhere. I'm going to lose those clients. I'm going to lose those customers. They're going to be gone. They'll find out about the other shop. They'll find out about my competition. And I'm going to lose them for good. I don't have to lose them for good. I don't have to. That's considered davar aveid. Therefore, it's mutar. I think it's a fascinating and really important halacha. The halacha says, you're not mechuyev to sell, to lose out your customers. It's considered davar aveid. I wonder though, in the
how you apply that these days is that you have to have you be in the zoo or the Holomad outing. You'd be checking your emails all day long just to see if there's anybody who's going to be emailing you that you might need to respond to, otherwise they might get elsewhere. You'll end up just checking all your emails and replying to the easy ones to reply to, and you'll end up doing. There's no way of being machriya benayim and then reply to everybody, wouldn't it?
Right.
How are you
becoming
this without just being switched on the whole week?
So the answer is, firstly, we learned earlier that Dover, it's somebody who is wants to live on a higher world of if you want to be Adam Choshem Mishtabuin, Siv Kodun Dalet taught us, if you want to be Machmed, there's plenty of room to be stringency, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu benches for that, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to reward for that. He's going to reward for that. So there's for sure room for stringency. This is just explaining why some people are lenient, and there's so many Elchi who do work on Chol HaMoed. This is much that goes a long way to explain those who do that. I think that if you have a chashash, you're going to lose those customers. I think you've got strong basis to do that based on this Baruchu. Yeah, I suppose it would be hard to argue that every hour, you know, you might lose them. If you've got that kind of customers, you're probably better off looking for different kind of customers. You know, if you lose them after an hour, then but I'm saying daily, probably it's a reasonable kind of approach. Yeah, I think that's a strong argument. I believe so.
Oh,
I remember that's what was discussed. I'm not saying that's. Yes, you see that what a few years can do. Yeah, very. No, because by then perhaps we will relax a bit and they'll understand that. Hey, maybe it's gonna at one point things bounce back a little bit. I hope we're not. What do you say about this? So what would you think about it? Losing customers, you're not mechuyev. That's considered davar avet. I think it's a very, very strong spot. I don't know how that works with Amazon retail and stuff like that. If somebody's got a... I remember this shayla, somebody asked me, Taka, that he's selling stuff on Amazon. Does he mean if you shut... It's no doubt about it that if he's not selling it now, then, whoever is online, he's not going to wait a week, Does that mean he's allowed to sell on Chol HaMoed? Pardon? Get a partnership, okay, it's not enough money, but in this particular case, not enough money to have a partner. It's quite a tough business, it's quite a tough business at times. Another question was as to whether you can rely on that. The chod is argument to, chod is, again, as you said, there's always room for stringency, The Adam Choshev should not try to do that, but.
How much
it helps with Shabbos, helps with these kinds of things, yeah. Yeah, it's good. Right. It's brilliant. It's really brilliant. Okay, gentlemen, that's for this evening, and we will continue, Mitzvah, more on these topics tomorrow, Mitzvah. Good evening.